Hi, it's me. Yeah, I guess I wanted to I guess this is like an appreciation audio slash update slash hi post. I just want to say hi kind of post. Hi. I don't know. Yeah, I just thought that I was going to write something, and I just thought it would be better if I just did an audio instead of like writing it all out. So yeah, I really wanted to take some time to tell you that I really, really, really appreciate you. Whether you've followed me since day one, or you randomly found me and you just keep coming back, or even if you're just lurking in the shadows, hi. Yeah, I appreciate you. I feel like I don't say it enough, and I just want to show some love today, and I just want to say thank you for being so supportive and respectful, always encouraging me and being so sweet to me. I never imagined my posts would ever reach many people. I really feel so loved, and I value our time, any time I get to spend with you. I do cherish the time we spend together through audios, comments, messages, all of it. And thank you for spending time with me. When I record these audios, I always have like, I don't know if it's weird to say, but like I always have like you in mind, like someone who's listening to me. It's you. I'm thinking of you, and even though I'm not speaking to you in real time, my intentions, my thoughts are of you. I hope that comes through in my audios. Whenever I post something new, I get those thoughts like, oh my gosh, they're not gonna like this. I feel like I've done a horrible job on an audio, and or my voice doesn't sound that great, or if I don't like whatever it is, it's just, it's never the case. I'm constantly showered with positive comments and messages, so many upvotes, and oh my goodness, the awards. Oh my gosh, it's just all of it just makes me beyond happy. But most importantly, I hope that I make you happy. So thank you so much. I always hope to be to be a performer, or content creator you feel comfortable with, that you feel loved by, because I really do appreciate you, and I value our time together so much. I will forever be grateful, and so touched by your kindness, and know that I will always wish the best for you, and that I absolutely adore you. I hope you've been doing well. I hope you're sleeping well and keeping occupied. I've been all right. Honestly, I cannot complain. I do want to bring up a few things. Maybe vent a little bit. Maybe not really. I don't know. I guess I'll just like say whatever comes to my mind. I really should have made a list. honest, I wrote this out because I feel like I'm forgetting things now. The first thing, so I'm not one to celebrate every milestone. However, I recently saw how many followers I have currently, and what? Like, what? I'm, like, in shock. Like, I had no idea I had that amount of followers. So, yeah, just, wow. Thank you so much for the follows, following me. Thank you so much. Thing is, I do have some mental milestones I check off in my head. And I have, like, audio goals and, like, play count goals and stuff for myself. But, like, the one thing that drives me the most to continue to post are comments. And I know not everyone is going to like my content, but your messages and your comments are extremely important to me. You have just no idea how much I value comments, too. messages, comments mean so much to me. I guess I value comments so highly. Because they are optional. No one has to ever leave a comment ever on anything. And yeah, thank you if you do comment. Even if you don't comment, I appreciate you no matter what. But it is something that does drive me to continue to post, on Reddit, of course. And I want you to know that, anytime I respond to your comments or your messages, that I am 1000% genuine. I absolutely want to respond to you. Your comments are all loved and appreciated and wanted. I genuinely appreciate it all. I do even appreciate constructive criticism as well. I can take it. I have gotten some in the past and they've been super, super helpful. And if you ever have any sort of criticism, constructive criticism, I'm very appreciative of that too, because there's always room for improvement. There's always room to grow. Yeah, oh man, I'm rambling so much. I am always so happy to chat with you whenever I can, whether it's for a little bit. I really do enjoy our little conversations. I recognize usernames, and I can't help but smile and get super excited when I see comments and messages. Yeah, so thank you. And yeah, and I'm super, like, just happy, and I just want to just, oh my god, I don't know. And I've been so lucky that I've made friends from Reddit too. So amazing. I've met so many lovely people, and I can't even go there. Like, just really great people. Making friends was, like, the last thing I ever would have expected from posting. So I'm super thankful for that. It's just really awesome how, people come together. Yeah. moving on, another thing I did want to bring up is, I don't know how to say it. I'm fucking dumb. Is it Patreon? 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 I think it's Patreon. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. That has been brought up to me quite a bit, which is completely fine. I will say that I am conflicted about creating one, honestly. I have many reasons that are holding me back from starting one. I have my concerns. The main reason, I would say is that I deal with a lot of lows rather than highs, and I would hate to start it and end up regretting my decision. I really don't want to let anyone down. I don't want to disappoint anyone. So I think that's probably my number one reason for not creating one just yet. I am warming up to the idea of Patreon. Do I want to create one? Yeah, of course. Will I? I don't know. I do have an idea of how I would like to set one up, a way that would make me feel comfortable, and I think would make you feel comfortable too. Yeah, I will definitely consider Patreon. That's something I will consider more, especially if I decide to no longer post on Reddit. I've been wanting to bring this up for a little bit too. For now, I am here. I may not be around as much, but I'm still here. I will say that I feel like I have a good enough relationship with you that I would want to be straight up and with you, straight up with you, and tell you when I'm leaving or when I decide to stop posting altogether. I never want you to wake up and come to my page and like all my shit's gone. I know that feeling all too well, and I don't want to do that to you at all. I know I don't owe anybody anything or even a response to why I would leave. It honestly would put my mind at peace and hopefully yours, to just have that closure with me when the time comes. I would like to leave off on a good note rather than leaving abruptly out of nowhere. I understand that what I put on the internet is forever, and for that, I've been reminded multiple times, and I've made the decision that I will be limiting the amount of content I put out. I will be more selective about what I share. That includes pictures and videos. Yeah. Of course, at the end of the day, I do this for fun. It's so much fun, and on top of that, does it make me feel good about myself? Yeah, hell yeah. But it also has been a way for me to give back. Oh wow, that's really loud. This posting has been a way for me of, it's been a way of giving back in some sort of way. From all the times that I've been helped, that all the times when I can't sleep, when I can't eat, when I can't get out of bed, when I've had no one, I had these audios from other performers, I've had YouTube, all of the ASMR community has been a huge part of my life. I've said it before, but sorry, I'm trying not to get too emotional. I've said it before, but I truly would not be here today if I did not stumble upon someone I found on YouTube, that literally saved my life. So ultimately, I post to, in some way, shape, or form, I have been told before, which is so, I can't even describe it, that I have been helpful throughout my time on here. And that's just my goal, I guess. If I could help in any way possible, help you escape for a little while, keep you here longer. I hope to make you feel safe and loved, maybe make you laugh and smile sometimes, make you feel good in whatever way you need, whether it's for 5 minutes or 20 minutes. Yeah. I am always excited to post whenever I can, of course, And this is going on way too long. I didn't expect to talk for 15 minutes. Jesus. Yeah, just thank you so much. And I just wanted to keep you updated and just wanted to show some love today and know that I really appreciate you. So yeah, starting in November, the month of November, my content will be spread out more than normal, unfortunately. I hope that's okay. I mean, yeah. I plan on filling more scripts and recording more F4F content. For sure, I want to do more of that, and hopefully getting more requests off of my list I have. And yeah, oh man, it's 16 minutes. Okay, I'm gonna go, but although my stuff may be a little bit more spread out, I will still be here until I make that decision not to be. Yeah. But that's not any time near soon, so there's no, I'm not trying to, like, I don't know, I feel like saying that was, that's just real, I guess that's just realistic, I'm not gonna be here forever, so, yeah, oh gosh, I really don't want to end it on that, oh my gosh, I hope you're doing okay, and, I do have some more stuff coming up, I want to finish out October, I want to have a good time, so, look out for some new posts coming up these next few days. And yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.